BBC News with Marion Marshall. China's governing Communist Party says it'll launch a series of major reforms, including the relaxation of its one-child policy. The plans, agreed by senior leaders at a four-day closed-door meeting, encompass social, economic and judicial spheres. Families will now be allowed two children if one parent is an only child. Martin Patience reports.
The so-called one-child policy was introduced more than 30 years ago. Because of the policy, China's birth rate has dropped dramatically. The country now faces a rapidly aging population with a shrinking number of workers to pay for a growing social security bill. Among economic reforms unveiled are plans to open state-dominated industries to more private competition. That's been seen as an attempt to rejuvenate the country's slowing economy.
Among other reforms, labour camps are to be abolished and the application of the death penalty will become more restricted. Albania has rejected a US request to host the destruction of Syria's chemical arsenal. The announcement was made by the Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama, who'd faced strong criticism from the opposition for considering the request in the first place. Despite Albania's decision, the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it's adopted a plan for ridding Syria of its chemical arsenal hours before the deadline on how to proceed. The plan says the weapons will be taken outside Syria. There have been violent clashes in the Libyan capital Tripoli, outside the headquarters of a powerful militia group. At least 13 people are reported to have been killed in fighting between the militia and armed protesters who had been demonstrating against its continued presence in the capital. The militia opened fire on the demonstration, killing a number of people. Rana Jawad is in Tripoli.
Some of them went home and grabbed their weapons, and they were also joined by various armed groups from the other side of Tripoli, and they all headed towards that militia headquarters and others beside them, all from the city of Misrata that have bases there, and attacked them.
Councillors in the Canadian city of Toronto have passed two measures, weakening the official powers of the embattled mayor, Rob Ford. Most councillors are frustrated by Mr. Ford's refusal to step aside, since he admitted last week to smoking crack cocaine, and they voted overwhelmingly to restrict his abilities to govern in an emergency, make appointments, and control key committees. Mr. Ford says he'll challenge the decisions in court, but also understood the reasons for the councillors' actions.
I want to move on, and I'm not mad at anybody. We may disagree on policies. Obviously, after this meeting, we're going to get back to the agenda, which I love, and we can have some debates, and, you know, the yelling and screaming will go right back up. But you know what? I respect what council's done, and it's just the taxpayers are going to have to pay a fortune for this.
World News from the BBC. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has urged the Sri Lankan President, Mahinda Rajapaksa, to protect the rights of its minority Tamil community. The two leaders met during the Commonwealth Summit in Colombo. Mr. Cameron's office said the Prime Minister had a robust exchange of views with Mr. Rajapaksa about Sri Lanka's human rights record. More than 100 UN member states have agreed to open formal discussions next year on controlling lethal autonomous weapons or killer robots. The United States, Russia and China are thought to be among those countries now developing the technology for use on the battlefield. Human rights groups say this is only a start. They're calling for a complete ban. From Geneva, Imogen Foves.
The UN process to limit some conventional weapons does not have a record of acting swiftly. Such slow progress was made over banning landmines that eventually some countries negotiated a separate agreement outside the UN system. It became the Ottawa Mine Ban Treaty. The same happened with cluster munitions. A separate convention was agreed in Oslo, but some of the world's biggest military powers, the United States, Russia and China, have signed neither.
The United Nations Security Council has rejected an African bid to postpone the trial at the International Criminal Court of the Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy, William Ruto. They've been charged with committing crimes against humanity during post-election violence in 2008. The African Union wanted to delay the trial by a year so that the two men could deal with the aftermath of the attack on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi in September. The former Cypriot president, Glafkos Kleirithis, has died. He was 94. Mr. Kleirithis served as president for 10 years, leaving office in 2003. He guided Cyprus into the European Union, but failed in his attempts to unify the divided island. BBC News.